be explorers, hunters, musicians, everything in between. We fill you in on the history, give you some of the facts, and hopefully entertain you in the process.
And find brilliant live playlists, like Classic FM Revision. The perfect classical music to help you focus.
Global Player.
Download it now for free.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. The leaders of Britain, Germany and Italy have condemned a Russian attack on the Ukrainian city of Sumy, which has killed at least 34 people. President Zelensky's demanded a tough international response, but The Guardian's defence and security editor Dan Saba thinks the United States' actions aren't helping.
What's the US approach in the last couple of months? It's been pressurising Ukraine into agreeing a ceasefire. Meanwhile, the Russians appear to be indulged lots of lengthy conversations. Russia's really not offered very much when it comes to a ceasefire. It's nominally agreed to stop attacking energy, electricity sites, although there still are strikes on such things.
An official inside the Trump administration has said tariff exemptions on electronics like smartphones and laptops are only a temporary measure. They've said the reprieve will remain in place until Washington can develop a new approach to critical parts, including semiconductors. A group of MPs has said the response to the summer riots by police around the country was entirely appropriate. The Home Affairs Committee has come to the conclusion despite accusations of so-called two-tier policing. Rory McIlroy has won the Masters Golf at Augusta after beating Justin Rose. He's now become just the sixth player to complete the sport's Grand Slam, with victory in its four major tournaments. And the actress Jean Marsh has died at the age of 19. She was best known for starring in and helping to create the TV series Upstairs, Downstairs. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
And hello again, Bill Overton here on Classic FM. Any other day of the week, any other composer would do, but as it's a Monday, we need a lift. Has to be Mozart.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
The overture from La Forza del Destino, Verdi. Emma Johnson playing clarinet along with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra on that arrangement. Before it, Mozart's Symphony No. 40, we heard the opening movement from that. That was Orchestra Mozart, Bill Overton here. Early Monday morning on Classic FM with you. Weather-wise, a few showers around in the west. One or two places dipping below zero as well. Only briefly, I think. The rest of the day, we are looking forward to, showers, but highs of 18 at least, so nice and warm still. A bit drier and warmer if you're in the southeast. Bill Overton for the next few hours if you are staying up. April 14th, it's World Quantum Day today if you need a burst of energy. Holy Monday starts Holy Week, so it is the last week of Lent. Did you give anything up? Jewish Passover began at the weekend as well. And today's National Dolphin Day. They have phenomenal eyesight and their hearing is 10 times more powerful than ours. You can probably hear a raindrop. Lang Lang playing Chopin's Raindrop Prelude on Classic FM. Lang Lang, who isn't going to be judging the new series of The Piano, but he is going to be back for the Christmas special, I was reading over the weekend. Bill Overton on Classic FM. April 14th, late greats include the actor John Gielgud, also Thunderbirds creator Gerry Anderson, and coal miner's daughter, country star Loretta Lynn, all born at this date. It's Dictionary Day, which remembers Noah Webster. He spent 27 years completing his work, learning 26 languages to do so. And the Delibes opera Lakmé premiered in Paris on this actual date, 1883. Too late to send flowers, but this will definitely do.
Oh,
Classic FM.
Renaud Capucin, the violinist there, with the Lausanne Chamber Orchestra playing the finale from The Violin Concerto No. 1 by Chevalier de Saint-Georges. Violinist Nicola Benedetti, by the way, our star in the spotlight all this week on Classic FM. Examples of her phenomenal work coming up with Margarita Taylor every day just after 6 p.m. Before that, we were listening to the Flower Duet from Lakme by Delibes, the Lyon Opera Orchestra, the voices of Karina Desai and Patricia Petitbon. We heard Bill Overton here. Dates for April the 14th in the diary. Reach as high as you can day for thinking about goals and ambitions. Something to think about later. It's also look up at the sky day. The stars, the clouds. We have a full moon now. The pink moon looking fine. All the above and beyond. Let's take flight.
Thank you.
Flight to Neverland from John Williams' Hook score. That was the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra. Last time I checked over on Classic FM Movies, they're playing music from The Notebook, which won the MTV Award for Best Kiss that year. Aaron Zygmunt's music, pretty good as well. Morning to Jay, who says, reach as high as you can, Day. I'm going to celebrate with Rory McIlroy as my inspiration, enjoying the music. And yes, well done, Rory McIlroy, for his success at the Masters. Playing Mendelssohn on Classic FM before three. A fan of Scotland before he visited, his enthusiasm only grew. The symphony inspired by his time there on the way. Next, more of a journey of the mind, capturing the thoughts of Liszt in just a minute.
Classic FM.
Keeping your smile healthy. At Darwood & Tanner, it's our sole purpose and absolute obsession. Whether you're missing a single tooth or many teeth, our streamlined patient journey, world-class dental practitioners, and advanced implant technology will get you smiling again quicker, more comfortably, and in the least invasive way. Darwood & Tanner. For our most comprehensive, tailored, and complete dental implant treatment, visit darwoodandtanner.co.uk.
Did you know that RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, is a common virus that feels and spreads just like a cold? But for older adults, RSV can cause serious complications like pneumonia. But you can help to protect yourself by washing hands and surfaces regularly, not touching your eyes, nose or mouth if your hands aren't clean, and also getting vaccinated. Speak to your GP practice or healthcare provider about your prevention options or visit brsvaware.co.uk to learn more.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment and my colleague was like,
are you better now?
And I said, yeah, lots better, thanks. But I didn't mean it. What I meant was I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back and my chest feels weird and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
You're listening to Classic FM. It was Liszt's Consolation Number 3. We heard played by Jean-Yves Thibaudet. And just there, the Enigma Variations by Elgar. We heard Nimrod, the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Simon Rattle. Music that does your head good, as does this coming up next, as it's a Monday morning. Not only Mendelssohn's Scottish Symphony, but conducted by Yannick Nezet-Séguin. So you know it's good. The finale from Mendelssohn's Scottish Symphony, The Man with the Magic Touch. Yannick Nezet-Sagan at the podium there with the Chamber Orchestra of Europe. It's Classic FM, our Hall of Fame 3 at 3 on the way, including one of Handel's 8 entries, a mere 300 years old, and one of the 5 Beethoven symphonies you put on the chart.
Classic FM.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. My Claim Group is working hard to help. So, even if you've forgotten your details, make sure you check. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Angela Rippon, what are you doing here?
I've come to tell you about using energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes, smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert. Nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. Staff at British Steel and civil servants are expected to begin work on preventing the permanent shutdown of Britain's last blast furnaces later on this morning. The company was taken over by the government on Saturday. It needs to obtain raw materials to keep Scunthorpe's plant operating. Rich Petchy works there.
We've seen the decline, certainly with the quality of materials and everything like that. There is a lot of investment that needed in the plant to bring it up to modern standards, really. But we operate well.
Residents evacuated after a fatal explosion on a terrace street in Nottinghamshire have spent a second night away from their homes. It happened in Worksop on Saturday evening. On Sunday, emergency workers found the body of a man in his 50s beneath the wreckage. A 25-year-old man's due before magistrates in Northern Ireland later after being charged over the stabbing of a teenager. The victim suffered wounds to his face and head during an attack at Newcastle in County Down on Friday. It's being claimed nearly half of the teachers in England have seen a fall in the number of permanent colleagues over the last year. The National Education